In the days before, we were well aware of the coming and going of trucks and tanks. We were witness to the many attacks and counterattacks that had taken place. We had seen F Company get chopped up in their efforts to hold this spot. Now they were commanded by a second lieutenant, so the unknown was ahead. The company moved out, line abreast. The covering fire opened up. There were only a few random rifle shots from the village. Still, as Winters put it, it was tough going for the men through that snow in a skirmisher formation, but the line was keeping a good formation and moving at a good pace. First platoon, on the left flank, came on an area with some cow pens and small outbuildings. Foley had the shacks checked out. As the men from the platoon, only 22 of them, went to work, three Germans were seen scrambling into a shack. Foley had it surrounded, kicked the door in, then said in his best German, "Come out with hands up." No reply. Foley pulled the pin on a fragmentation grenade and tossed it in. After the explosion, the Germans emerged, shaken and bleeding. One was a first lieutenant, the other two were sergeants. Foley started questioning them about the whereabouts of other German troops. One of the sergeants reached his hand into his open coat. Another made a similar move. The third cried out, "Dummkopf!" One of Foley's men cut the Germans down with a burst of his submachine gun. "We had no prisoners," Foley commented, "but we had the concealed pistols." The platoon hurried to rejoin the others. Dyke looked left and could not see his first platoon. His other two platoons were moving forward steadily. They were being fired on but had not taken any casualties. But Dyke was naked on his left, or so he thought. He made a disastrous decision, the kind of decision that gets men killed. He signaled for the second and third platoons to join Company HQ section behind two haystacks. From Winter's point of view, suddenly the line stopped about 75 yards from the edge of the village. Everyone hunkered down in the snow behind those stacks and stayed there for no apparent reason. I could not get any response from Lieutenant Dyke on the radio. The company was a bunch of sitting ducks out there in the snow. He worried about how long he could keep up the suppressing fire. First platoon caught up with the company, grouped behind the haystacks. Foley came to Dyke for orders. Dyke didn't know what to do. Foley insisted he had to do something. Lipton and the other sergeants supported him strongly. Dyke came up with a plan. It consisted of sending 1st Platoon on a wide flanking movement to the left to circle the village and launch an attack from the far left.